Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Psachim Kuf Gimel. We are on Kuf Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara Gufa, let's review the halacha regarding Yom Tov Shechal Liyos Achar Shabbos. Suppose Yom Tov falls out on Sunday. Come Matzei Shabbos, we need to do two things. Number one, say Kiddush, in order to welcome in the Yom Tov. Number two, Havdalah, to address the departing Shabbos. Which one goes first? Technically, either one can be first. It's already Matzei Shabbos, which means it's already Yom Tov. Kiddush can come first. Or Havdalah can come first, to address the departing Shabbos. We have a machlekes. Rav Amar Yak Na. We actually join together the Kiddush and the Havdalah in one joint ceremony. Says Rav, Kiddush precedes Havdalah. Yakna stands for Yayin, Beir Pri Hagaf, and that comes first. As the Rashbam explains, we know that a commonly said bracha, Tadir, V'she'ina Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. Beir Pri Hagaf is a more commonly said bracha, and therefore it comes first. It's the first on the list. Followed by Kiddush, then the Nun is Ner, on the flame, and then finally Havdalah. Because, as Rashbam explains, Rav holds, Kiddush advances Havdalah, it precedes Havdalah. It's addressing a positive element, heralding in the oncoming Yom Tov that has just arrived. And therefore, Kiddush stands higher. It's more highly regarded than Havdalah, which is merely addressing the Shabbos, which departed. Therefore, according to Rav, Kiddush comes first. Number two, says the Rashbam, if you do Havdalah first, perhaps it would seem like he's trying to unload himself of a burden, get rid of Shabbos. Therefore, Rav holds first comes Kiddush, and only then, afterwards, comes Havdalah. Therefore, it's Yakna, Yayin, then Kiddush, and then the typical Seder of Havdalah, which is Ner and Havdalah. Ushmol Omar Yan Hak. According to Shmuel, it's the other way around. First comes Havdalah, first the Hay, and then the Kuf for Kiddush. Why? As the Gemara soon will tell us, there's a mashal. It's like when a king leaves town and his minister is arriving. Who do we tend to first? Who do we join first? We first give cover to the king who is departing, and then welcome the minister. Likewise here, first we address the Shabbos HaMalka that left us. First we make Havdalah, and then, only then, Kiddush, on account of the upcoming Yom Tov. Therefore, it's Yan Hak, Yayin. Of course, Yayin is the first, that's the Bracha Tadira. And then comes the Havdalah, Ner Havdalah, and then followed by Kiddush. The Rashbam asks Akasha, why is there no mention of Besamim, which is a vital element of our Havdalah? Says the Rashbam, maybe we should take a look inside. It's the second to the last line from the bottom. Umash ein noisnin hamoiroin similar b'samim. Why don't we mention b'samim? Lefish ein mevarchen ala b'samim b'yamtiv. We don't make a bracha on b'samim at this point. Why? Sharei gam b'yamtiv yesh lanu neshama yisera kishabas. The point of b'samim is to console us on account of that void, that vacuum that we feel when the neshama yisera leaves us on Matzei Shabbos. Says the Rashbam, but here it's different because Yom Tov has arrived. And even on Yom Tov, we have Neshama Yisera. There's no loss at all that has taken place. Tosis disagrees. He asks Akasha. If you want to take a look at the Tosis, right off to the right side from this Rashbam. Rav Amar Yakna, and he quotes the Rashbam, Umashem Masker Besomim, Pirish Rashbam, Betam Besomim, Shem Ibn Neshama. Vikasha asks Tosis. If that's the case, then what happens Mitzvah Yom Tov? If on Yom Tov you have a Neshama Yisera like Shabbos, then just as a Matzah Shabbos, you say Brachan B'Samim to make up for the lost Neshama Yisera. Vikasha came Mitzvah Yom Tov, Amaylo Tekinu B'Samim. on Matzah Yantav as well, we should have the bracha b'samim on account of our losing the neshama yisera, which according to Rashbam is present on Yantav. L'kach nira, based on this raya, says Tosfos, no. It appears that b'yomtiv lekha neshama yisera really isn't a neshama yisera, it's a person on Yantav. And therefore, on Matzah Yantav, there's no need to make b'samim. V'hoch ein masker b'samim. That's the case. Why don't we mention b'samim when we transit between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Mishum de simchas Yom Tov v'achilu ushtiyah moyu k'moy b'samim. Because the simcha of Yom Tov, the eating and drinking, accounts for that loss. It helps. It consoles a person, just as the b'samim has the same effect as the b'samim. And therefore, there's no need to make a bracha on b'samim. Conclusively, says v'yesh tamim lo nechoinim v'zeh atam nochan v'ikah. This is the correct pshat. According to Tosfos, on Yom Tov there is no neshama yisera. Why then don't we make a bracha on b'samim when we lose our neshama yisera? Because Yom Tov has arrived. There's simcha, there's achilu v'shtia, which consoles us on account of that loss. Now Tosfos proved this point. Look, on Matzah Yom Tov we don't make a bracha on b'samim. Apparently, there's no neshama yisera on Yom Tov. What does the Rashbam do with that raya? Rashbam holds there is a neshama yisera on Yom Tov. Apparently, Rashbam holds that true, there is a neshama yisera, but not on the same level as Shabbos. It's somewhere in the middle. Therefore, when we transition from Shabbos to Yom Tov, the downgrade isn't so drastic. The void isn't really felt so deeply, and therefore, there's no need for besamim because we have somewhat of a neshama yisera on Yom Tov as well. And likewise, when we transition from Yom Tov to weekday, since the drop isn't so drastic, once again, therefore there's no need for the psalm. Interesting, machlokes between Rashbam and Tosfos. Getting back to Gemara, Yom Tov falls out on Matzah Shabbos. We do a combined Kiddush and Havdalah. According to Rav, Kiddush precedes Havdalah. Shmuel says Havdalah precedes Kiddush. Continues the Gemara. We're going to have several other approaches as well, for a total of no less than 8 shitas of how to go about doing the Kiddush Havdalah ceremony. V'Rabba Amar Yahanak. According to Rabba, first comes Yain, then Hey is Havdalah, then Ner, and followed by Kiddush. Let's break it down. It appears that Rabba holds like Shmuel, the Hey before the Kof, the Havdalah, first to escort the king out, and then to invite the Yom Tov, which is a lower level Kiddush, of course. So, Hey before Kof, Havdalah before Kiddush. And he inserts the Ner between the Havdalah and the Kiddush. Why? Explains the Rashbam, Rabba holds, Havdalah and Kiddush are really contradictory to each other. They're two opposing elements. Havdalah comes to weaken the Kiddushah. You make Havdalah when you transit from a Kedusha to a non-Kedusha, or in this case, from a higher level Kedusha from Shabbos to a lower level Kedusha of Yom Tov. Havdalah comes to weaken the Kedusha, and Kiddush, on the other hand, comes to enhance the Kedusha. Two things are incompatible with each other. Therefore, there must be a mechitza between them, and that's the Ner. You begin with Birchas Hayayin, which is standard. That's the Bracha Tadira. Proceed with Havdalah. Interrupt between Havdalah and Kiddush with Ner, and conclude with Kiddush. V'Levi Amar Kenya. He holds like Rav, Kuf before Hey, Kiddush before Havdalah. It's more important to invite the Yom Tov in before bidding farewell to Shabbos. Therefore, Kiddush supersedes Havdalah. Advance, it's an advance of Havdalah. So we understand that part of the equation. On the right side, we have the Kiddush. All the way on the left, we have the Hey for Havdalah. Explains the Rashbam that according to Levi, he wants to place the Yayin right next to the Havdalah to highlight the fact that Havdalah is being made on wine. Therefore, he relocates the Yud, the Yayin, from being the first on the list to all the way to number 3, near the Havdalah, to show that the Yayin relates to the Havdalah. Because word placed in the first slot, the number 1 slot, it wouldn't be evident that the Yayin relates to the Havdalah. Perhaps the Yayin is for the Kiddush. And in actuality, says the Rashbam, really, the Ikar Yayin here is for the Havdalah, because the Ikar Takana of Havdalah was to be said on wine. As opposed to Kiddush, you can make Kiddush on bread, if you choose to. Therefore, according to Levi, you place the Yud, the Yain, right next to the Havdalah. That's how we end up with Kuf, in the beginning, the Ner, which is part of the Havdalah, but the Yain was placed right next to the Hay, and followed, finally, by the Havdalah. Rabban Amri Kina. Apparently, they hold, like Rav, as well. The Kuf is all the way on the right. Kiddush is number one. The Hay, the Havdalah, all the way on the left. That's the last on the list. And we have the Yud and the Nun in the middle. Why? Because after Kiddush, which is number one on the list, we just follow through with the ordinary, typical Havdalah Seder. Yayin, Ner, and Havdalah. Or, as the Rashbam adds, perhaps the Rabbanu want to separate as much as possible between the Kiddush and the Havdalah, because they're incompatible. So we begin with the Kiddush, we put everything right in the middle, the Yai and the Ner, and conclude with the Havdalah. Marbri Dravana Amar Nikia. Let's break it down. Apparently he was like Rav, the Kuf before the Hay, the Kiddush before the Havdalah. But, number one, he wants to put the Yud, the Yai, near the Havdalah, as we said earlier. And he pulls out the Ner, and he places it as number one in the sequence. Why? Because, as Rashbam explains, typically, Ner comes first. When you make Havdalah, you make Ner, and only then the Havdalah, because you have Anah from the Ner first. Therefore, Ner is the first item on the list. The Ner, and then the Kiddush, and the Yayin, which is meant to be next to the Havdalah, and finally, the Havdalah. Mar to Amar Meshmeid Rabbi Yeshua, Nihak. It seems that he really holds similar. He's compatible with Mabrid Ravina, except for one thing. In contrast with Mabrid Ravuna, who holds like Rav that Kiddush precedes Havdalah, he holds like Shmuel that Havdalah comes before Kiddush. He begins with Ner, because that's what you have enough from first. And does the Yain the Havdalah. But then Kiddush at the end. So he's really just making a very minor switch from the previous Shita. They both hold it's Ner Yain Havdalah. But in the previous Shita, we put the Kiddush before the Yain Havdalah, because Kiddush precedes Yain Havdalah. Whereas according to this Shita, we put Kiddush at the end, because Yain Havdalah come first. Havdalah comes before Kiddush. That's very simple. He's just taking the same thing and switching it slightly, because he holds that the Havdalah is meant to precede the Kiddush. Shalach le avuah de Shmuel. Le Rebbe. Shmuel's father sent a message to Rebbe. Yilam deinu Rabbeinu, please teach us. Say the Havdalah Seich. This is very confusing. What is the proper sequence for Havdalah of Yom Tov and Matzei Shabbos? Shalach he responded, Kach amar Rabbi Yishmol bar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi quoted his father, Shalom Mishum Avim, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. He quoted Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya as follows. Nihik. He holds, first is Ner, then comes Havdalah, then comes Yayin, and then comes Kiddush. Why is that? Because he'd like the Yayin. First, let's get apart. He holds like Shmuel that Hay is before Kuf, Havdalah before Kiddush. But he'd like to put the Yain right in the middle, between the Havdalah and the Kiddush, so that it appears that the Yain is connecting to both, because both Kiddush and Havdalah are meant to be said with wine. The first item on the list is the Ner, as we said earlier, because that's the first thing you have an hour from. That's how we get Nihik. Continues the Gemara. What's the Pshat in Shmuel who holds that Havdalah comes before Kiddush? Why is that? It would seem that Rav's approach is more logical. Kiddush stands higher than Havdalah. That's a positive element. Kiddush, Mekadosh, the Yayin that's coming, that should come before Havdalah, which is merely Bini Firul. explains the Gemara, that's the mashal that the Rashbam referred to earlier. Omar Rav Chanina, mashal the Rav Shuban Chananya. This halacha, this sequence presented by Rav Shuban Chananya, where Havdalah precedes Kiddush, can be understood with a mashal, the following mashal. Lamelech sheyotze, to a king leaving town, v'aparchus nichnas, and the minister is arriving. What do you do first? Malavin es hamelech. First, you escort the king out of town. V'achakach yotzim l'kras aparchus, and then you go out and greet the aparchus and welcome him into town. That's why Shmuel and the other shittas that follow in that line hold that first comes Havdalah and then Kiddush. So we have eight variations of the sequence for this joint Kiddush and Havdalah. It's amazing how immense Torah is. We have eight different svaras, different shittas, how to go about doing the same thing. May have a law. Okay, so what's the halacha l'maisa? What's the conclusion? Says the Gemara, both Abaye and Rav will hold like Rav. Kiddush precedes Havdalah. Now, actually, they were referring to a Yom Tov Rishon. For instance, the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach, which fell out on Matzah Shabbos, in which case you have to add another bracha to the list. Zman. Shechayon v'kimono. How do you go about doing that? Now, generally, Shechayonu is the last item in Kiddush. Right? You make the Brachas HaKiddush, Yagofen, and then the Shechayonu. But on the other hand, Zman, Shechayonu, relates only to Kiddush and not really to Havdalah. So which way do you go about it? Is Shechayonu going to be the last item on this list? Going to Rabbit Yakna, and then followed by Zman? As it usually is, the last thing, or do we peg the Zman together with the Kiddush? So you say Yakna would be Yain, Kiddush, then put the Shechayonu right there because it relates to the Kiddush, it relates to the upcoming Yom Tov, and then conclude with the Havdal. Which way do we go about it? We make like Abaye Omar, Yakzina. We have the Yakna like Rav, Yain, Kiddush, Ner Havdalah, and we insert Zman right in the middle. It should relate to the Kiddush, because it's in honor of the new Yom Tov, rather than the Havdalah. So you put it right in the middle. V'rav Amar Yakna Haz is actually placed all at the end of the sequence. Yakna and then Zman. Why? Explains the Rashbam, because Shechayonu doesn't necessarily have to be said with a kais of wine. You can say it even in the street. Therefore, it's meant to be the last item on the list. V'lachasak Rava, and Halacha follows Rava. Indeed, that's how we do it. If first day Pesach falls out of Matzah Yom Tov, Matzah Shabbos, we say Yaknahas. Continues the Gemara, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, he visited Iklal Bei Rava, the home of Rava. This was a typical Matzah Shabbos, and they were preparing for Havdalah Aisu L'Kamayu, Ma'or B'samim. They presented them with a flame and B'samim. Baruch Rava B'samim B'Reisha. Rava proceeded to make a brach on the B'samim first, V'hodar Amar, and then on the flame. Amalei, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda's guest, challenged him. He says, why are you doing it in this order? V'habein B'Shamay, V'habein B'Sil, both of them hold Ma'or B'Reisha, V'hodar B'samim. First comes the brach on the flame, and then on the B'samim. Umayi, where do we find this discussion? It's not. B'Shamay Oimrim. Ner umazon b'samim v'avdala. We're speaking on Matzah Shabbos. He just concluded his meal. We discussed yesterday that if he's out of wine, we allow him to bundle everything together. The brachas amazon together with the b'samim. How do you go about it? In which order do you say it? First comes the ner, then the brachas amazon, b'samim followed by havdala. U'b'sil oimim ner u'b'samim u'mazon v'avdala. So it's a slight change from b'shamay. They both hold Mazayin precedes Havdalah because, as Rashbam explains, Mazayin is really your first thing. It's your first Chiyuv. You just concluded your meal. And that's meant to precede Havdalah, which only comes afterwards. You're not meant to overlook a mitzvah in your hand. First comes the Berachas HaMazayin, then Havdalah. Regarding the Ner and the B'samim, we have a slight machlekes, but all agree. Both B'shamim and Hillel both agree. First comes the Ner and then the B'samim. So why did you, Rava, switch them? He first did the psalm and then the ner. Ani Rava Basrei, Rava responded, Va'amar, Zud de Rav Meir, you're right. That's Rav Meir's version of events. According to him, Beisham and Beisil both agree. First is ner and then psalm. Aval Rabbi Yehuda Omer. He had a different version of events. Lo nechalku Beisham and Beisil. There's no machlokes between Sham Yisrael regarding Birch Samazim, which comes first. That's the first mitzvah. Havdalah is the last. The question is regarding the order of Ma'ar and Besamim. Beshame Oimrim, Ma'ar v'achach Besamim. First, make a bloch on the flame, because as the Ritva explains, that's the first thing which you're having a know from. You're seeing that frame, that flame, the bright fire, and you meshabech Hashem for creating that fire through Adam and Rishon and that first Motzei Shabbos of creation. First comes the Mar, and then the Psalm. U'besil Oimrim, Besamim v'achach Mar. First comes the Bracha on Besamim. Why? Explains the Ritva, because that relates to Kedusha Shabbos. As mentioned earlier, why do we make a Bracha on Besamim? On account of the Neshama Yisera, which leaves us at that point, the Bracha on Besamim relates and addresses Kedusha Shabbos, which has just left us. Therefore, it's appropriate that it should be said first. Besamim, v'achach mar, and then the bracha, the shvach, upon enjoying the flame. V'av Rabbi Yochanan, nagu am, the common practice is, k'beis hillel, v'aliv der Yehuda. The common minhag is to follow Rabbi Yehuda's version of account of the event, of the mashitas here, and we follow beis hillel, who hold, first besamim, on account of the passing Shabbos, and then Mar. That explains why I, Rava, first made a bracha on the Psalm and then on the Mar. So let's summarize our Gemara. We discussed Havdalah on a typical Matzah Shabbos, on a Matzah Shabbos which happens to be Yom Tov, and a Matzah Shabbos which happens to be the first day Yom Tov. On a typical Matzah Shabbos, the Mar concludes, Nagu Am Kebeis Hillel. First comes the Psalmim, then the Mar, and followed by Havdalah, as we do today. If Yom Tov happens to fall on Matzah Shabbos, we follow Rav Shita, Yakna, first Yayin, Kiddush comes before Havdalah, then Ner and Havdalah. Why not Besamim? We had a Pshat from Rashi and Rashbam and Tosfos. Now, if it's the first day of Yom Tov, which happens to fall on Matzah Shabbos, and we add Zman, Shechayanu, we follow Rava. That Zman is the last item on the list. Yakne has. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, he visited Ikla Lebei Rav. He visited Rav's home, and it was on Shabbos. Chazei Deborech Boyer Priyagofen Akasa Kama. He observed Rav making a bracha, Boyer Priyagofen, on the first Kois on Kiddush. V'hodar Borech Akasa Deborechasa V'yishti. But then he noticed that he made another bracha, Boyer Priyagofen, on the Kois Shal bracha, following Berachas HaMazon, and then he drank. Omer Le, he asked him, Lama lach kuli hai, why so many brachas? Ha barach lan mar chata zimra, haven't you already made a bracha, Boy Priya Gofen, on your first cup of wine? Everything should be included in that bracha. Omer Le, he responded, I'll tell you why I did it. Ki avinon be Resh Galusa. When we would spend time in the home of the Resh Galusa, hachi avdina, we would do it exactly in this way. Another bracha for the second kiss. Amar le, Rav Yaakov or Abba responded, you can't compare the two things. Tenech be Resh Galusa. We understand why in the Resh Galusa. This is how we would do it. Dachi avdinan. Because we weren't the host. We were served a glass of wine. We took it. We made a bracha. What you have, you have. We don't know if we're going to get more. The Safak Maisilan. Safak le Maisilan. We were in doubt whether they're going to serve us more. Therefore, we didn't have a mind necessarily to include more glasses of wine than initial bracha. Therefore, another bracha had to be said. Hacha. But in this case, Hamanach Kamon, Kasa Kamon, we have a case of wine, we have a bottle of wine sitting here. We have a diet in Aliyah, and we have it in mind. We knew full and well that we're going to have another glass of wine for Berachas HaMazon. It's included in that initial Berachas Berachas by Priyagofen. You don't have to make another bracha. Amalei, Rabbah responded again, actually, the way I did it was the correct approach, and I'll prove it to you. Ano avdika talmid de Rav. I followed the halacha presented by talmidim of Rav, the Rav Bruna, Rav Chananel. They were both talmid de Rav havu, talmid de Rav. Havu yasvi besudasa. They were sitting and having a meal. Koy alayu, Rav Yehuda Saba. Rav Yehuda Saba was serving them. When they were done eating, Amrulay, they turned to Rav Yehuda and they said, Havlan, pass us the glass of wine, v'nivruch, and we'll make birchas hamazon. We finished our meal. L'soif, a little while later, they changed their mind. Amrulay, they told them, Havlan v'nishti, you know what, pass another glass, we'll have another drink. Amrulu, he told them, Hochim Rav. Rav said as follows, Kivan da amrisu, Havlan v'nivruch. Once you've announced Havla v'nivrach, which indicates that your meal has just been terminated, you finished your suda, it sirelechu l'mishti. You may no longer drink. Your meal is over. You have to bench. The Rashbam learns, you can't have another drink. Because once your suda has ended, you're not obligated to conclude properly with a bracha achroina, bracha samazin. If you want to drink, drink afterwards. Actually, Rashi elsewhere learns differently. Once you've announced that you're planning on benching, then whatever you're going to drink now or eat now is considered a separate. It's considered to be separate and independent from that suda, and therefore you have to make a bracha rishon. It's not included in the brachas hamaitzi, which you began your meal. So Rashi learns you can actually eat now. Before Berachas Hamazon, you have to make a new bracha. Rashbam, however, learns, once you've announced your intention to conclude the Suda with Berachas Hamazon, you may no longer eat. You have to conclude properly with a bracha achroina. You can't make a hefsek. Do Berachas Hamazon, and then do what you need to do. My time, why? Why is that? Das chisu, da taichu. You have diverted your mind from eating, from your Suda. And this was Rava quoting the story in support of his halacha. Right, we had a story where Rava initially made hagafen on Kiddush, and then he made another hagafen on that glass of wine following Berachas Hamazon. He says, you know why? Because Rav tells us that once, even just announcing that you're about to do Berachas Hamazon, that creates a hefsek. And once your suda is done and over with, after Berachas Hamazon, you have that kais standing before you. A new bracha is required. It doesn't relate, it doesn't connect back to the suda. And therefore, I have to make a new bracha. Apparently, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba held differently. He held that, yeah, something after Berachas Hamazon requires a new bracha. It no longer relates and connects to the suda. That's pashut. But perhaps the bracha on a kais of Birchas Hamazon is different. Because Birchas Hamazon is part and parcel of the meal. It's part of the meal experience. And the kais of Birchas Hamazon is an integral part of Birchas Hamazon. So perhaps it does relate back to the Suda. And just as everything within the Suda was included in the initial bracha of Hagafen, the kais of Birchas Hamazon as well is connected to the Suda experience and is included in the bracha. Rava disagreed, but arrived from Rav that a new bracha is needed because at the end of the day, you're already post Suda. Birchas Hamazon concludes that Suda, and now you're past it. A new bracha is needed. Continues the Gemara with another story. Ameimar, Mazucha, Rav Ashi, these three, Havu Yasu B'Suda, they were sitting having a meal. V'koyalayu, Rav Acha Breid Rav. Ravachbe the Rava was their servant. And he served them glasses of wine. And each one of these, Ameimar, Mazut, Ravashi, had a different approach to things. Ameimar, Baruch, Kosa, Vekosa. He made a bracha on each glass independently. Al Kol, Kosa, Vekosa. Each one that he was served generated a bracha. Umazut, Baruch, Akosa, Kama. He chose to make a bracha of Agafan on the first kais. Vakosa, Basra. some have a girsa, a kosa, the birchas, on the kais for birchas hamazon. He made a kais, a bracha, a gafan for the initial, but everything within that meal was included in the initial. Then when it came to kais birchas hamazon, he made a new bracha of a gafan. Rav Ashi baruch, a kosa kama v'sulei baruch. He chose to make a bracha on that first glass, but no more. Everything, including the kais of birchas hamazon, was included in the initial bar priya gafan. Now the servant was very confused. Amalu Rav Acha bar Rava, anan keman avid. Who am I going to follow? I have this, I have that, I have the other thing. Who am I going to follow? So each one of them got up to explain his rationale. Amemar Omar, he said, Nimlachana, look, I changed my mind. I drank one kais, I decided to have another one. That requires a new bracha. It was never included. I didn't have a mind to drink more. That explains why I would make a bracha on each kais separately. Generally, I agree anything within a suit is included in the initial bracha. But here, each one was an independent entity. Marzucho Amar, another abdikat, and we did the Rav. Marzucho explained his practice in accordance with Tamid the Rav. You make one bracha for the entire meal, but then another bracha for Brechas HaMazon, because Brechas HaMazon is a mafsik. For Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi was the one who made one bracha to include everything. He says, you bring a raya from Tamid the Rav, who supposedly quoted Rav as holding that Brechas HaMazon terminates the meal experience and necessitates a new bracha. No, let's hilchas hilchas Tamid the Rav. The halacha doesn't follow their shita. And I'll prove to you that Rav himself didn't even hold that way. We have a quote from Rav himself, which indicates that you don't need a new bracha. To Yom Tov shechal liyos achar Shabbos. We have Yom Tov falling out after Shabbos. We go ahead and we combine the Kiddush and Abdullah. How do we do it? Vama Rav, Yakna. We begin with Yayin, the Hagafen, followed by Kiddush, Ner and Abdullah. What do we see? Explains the Rashbam. One birchas hayayin, one hagafen, can accommodate Kiddush and Havdalah. You don't need a separate bracha for Havdalah. Apparently, one bracha can accommodate all these things. Tosfos asks on the Rashbam, what kind of raya is this? Since when do we make one bracha, bar priya gafen, on the same kais of wine? We don't find such a thing. Therefore, says Tosfos, that wasn't his raya. Raya wasn't from the fact that he didn't require another hagafen. Rather, says Tosfos, the raya was as follows. We see Yom Tov falls out on Matzah Shabbos, says Rav, we need to make Kiddush and Havdalah. Where do we place the bracha of hagafen? That's the first item on the sequence. Yayin, then Kiddush, and then at the end the Havdalah. If Rav would hold that there is a hefsek, when there is an interruption, you need to make a new bracha, then why wouldn't the Chachamim be masakin the yayin, instead of being placed as item number one on the list, it should have been the last in the sequence. Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, and then yayin. So you don't have any hefsek, you don't have any interruptions. And then the yayin would accommodate everything. What do we see from the fact that they weren't concerned with that? They placed yayin as number one, followed by Kiddush, and then followed by Havdalah. Apparently, there's no concern of mafsik. And likewise, in our cases of Rashi, the Hagafen said on your Kiddush, all at the beginning of the meal can accommodate even the kais shel bracha following Brechas HaMazon. V'loi, says Zumar, you can't compare two things. You can't get raya from yakna, hosam akadaita mishtaya. Look, in the case where a person terminated his meal, as in the case of Rav Ashi, you akadas, you diverted your mind from drinking. You're drinking no more. You finished your suda, you have Brechas HaMazon, your meal's over. Now you have a kishel bracha, a new bracha is needed. Hachalei akadaitim mishtaya. But here by yakna, he wasn't akadas from drinking. He has a cup of wine in front of him. He hasn't drunk it yet. It's yayin, kiddush, havdalah, and then he'll drink it. There's no diversion of mind. Of course, in this case, one hagafen can accommodate everything. Okay, concludes the Rashbam, that we actually paskin like that. You make one bracha on Kiddush, but then for the kosher of bracha, following brachas hamazon, a new bracha is needed. Now the Gemara is going to go back to that story where Rav Yaakov Bar Abba visited Rava on Shabbos, and now it was time for Abdullah. Ki mata l'Abduli, when it came time for Abdullah, kam shamei, Rava's servant got up, ve'adlik avuka mishraga, and he kindled a torch which has several wicks, mishraga from a candle, in preparation for Abdullah. Omar lay, so the guest asked the host, Rava, lamalach kulihai, why you have to go to this great extent to go ahead and make a torch? Hamancha shraga. Look, you have a candle here. Why do you have to go to such great lengths? Omar lay, so Rava didn't want to get into a debate during the Abdullah there. So he brushed him off. Shama bidaiti din afsheka of it. Look, the servant is just following his own, he's doing it by his own initiative. Omar lay, the guest responded, he wasn't buying. He said, Eloi shmile mine demar, if he wouldn't have heard this halacha from you, from Rava, loy ava ovid, he certainly wouldn't have done it. So what is the reason? Omar lay, Rava responded, okay, I'll tell you, le sabre le mar, do you not hold of the halacha that avuka la avdola mitzvah min amufhar, it's a greater mitzvah to use an avuka, a torch for avdola. The point is to mishabeach Hashem for creating a fire on Matzah Shabbos. The bigger the better. Okay, so that laid the matter to rest. He proceeded with the Abdullah Pasach Ba'amar. Hamavdil, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elkein Melech Olam. And he went into an extensive list of many different types of Abdullahs. Four in total. First he said, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Ben Ur L'choshech, Hashem will separate between light and dark, Ben Yisrael La'amim, between Yisrael and the nations, Ben Yom HaShvi, between Shabbos, L'sheshes Yom HaMasa, the weekdays. As we do today. Amalei, his guest, asked him, Lo Malach Kuli Hai, why do you have to go through this whole extensive list of many different types of separations? Ba'amar Vida Marav, Hamavda Ben Kodesh L'choil, just this formula, Hamavda Ben Kodesh L'choil, that's sufficient, Zuhi Abdelosei, Shel Rabbi Danasi. This is the way Rabbi Danasi would make his Abdullah. Short to the point. Interesting that in the Gemara Brachas, if you'd Beis on Beis, there's a similar Gemara regarding Rabbi Danasi. If you'd give him a Beis, the Gemara speaks about Kriya Shema. Tana Rabbana Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echad. Zu Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Danasi. He would stop right there. Just say the first Pasuk. Apparently he held everything else. The Rabbana, first Pasuk is the Ikka Kriya Shema. He would stop right there. He had no time to spend on saying anything extra. He was busy learning. Here as well, Havdalah was shown to the point. That's all that's needed. Why are you elaborating to this extent? Omar lay, Rabbi responded, Anoka severely, I'm following the following price. The Omar Beleza, Rabbi Isha, Hapoiches, at a minimum, Lo Yifches Megimot. One who goes for the minimum, the least amount of Havdalahs is 3. Vamoisef, one who chooses to add, Lo Yisef Al-Zayin shouldn't add more than 7. Therefore, I'm going through the list, and actually he had 4. Amar lay, so he asked him, V'amar loy plos amar v'loy shev amar. You didn't say 3 or 7. You said 4. How do you get 4? Amar lay, he responded, Ivra, truthfully, Bein yim ha-shvi l'sheshes mi'amasa bein chasimahi. Actually, I said 3. The last item on the list, Bein yim ha-shvi l'sheshes mi'amasa, is not really part of the cheshbon. It's only leading up to the conclusion of that bracha, meim chasimahi, v'omar rav yudah mashmol hamavdil, whereas there's a girsa on the side called brachas kulan, regarding all the brachas, at least the long brachas, which have a conclusion, you know, baruch at the end, tzorach sheyoymer, meim chasima, samach chasimasai. Prior to the chasima, you have to summarize and introduce that chasima. Therefore, my 4 havdalahs are really only 3. Ben kodesh l'chol, and before I conclude by saying Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, I want to introduce it. Kodesh L'Chol is a very general term. Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. I want to connect it, identify it specifically with Shabbos. That's why I conclude Bein Yom HaShvi L'Sheis Me'amasa. And then, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Hashem was separated between Kodesh and Chol, which in this case relates specifically to the separation and elevation of Shabbos in contrast to the rest of the weekdays. Now it's interesting to note that Rava goes through all different facets of Havdalah. You know, the Sfarim say that the world is comprised of three elements. Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Olam is the world, physical world, the place. And we have Shana, which is time. And we have the Nefesh, which is a person. If you take a look at the various Havdalahs that he lists, we have like this. He introduces with Hamavda ben Kodesh Lechel, which is a very general type of Havdalah, which is really the critical Havdalah, which is the root of all separations, Kodesh and Chol. But this concept, this Kodesh and Chol concept, really trickles down and permeates every facet of the world. Olam, Shana, Nefesh. That's where he proceeds. Now this Havdalah has many avenues of application. We have the physical world, Ben Or L'Choshech. So he addresses that venue. We have people, Ben Yisrael La'amim. And we have time, Ben Yamashvi L'Shez Yamamasa. So he covered all bases. The concept of Havdalah, as it relates to all facets, all realms of Bria. And we get up and we thank Hashem, we praise Him for allowing us to take part in the Kodesh of the world, in the Or of the world, in Shabbos. And of course, the fact that we are separated and elevated from the Goyim, being destroyed at La'am. Okay, time for a brief Chazorah. We had two topics discussed in today's daf. Firstly, we discussed the sequence, the Seder of Havdalah. On a typical Matzah Shabbos, it's going to be Yayin, Besamim, which relates to Shabbos on account of the loss of the Neshama Yisera, followed by Mo'er, a flame, thanking Hashem for creating fire Matzah Shabbos, and finally, Havdalah. When Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, we follow Rav Shita, Yakna. First comes Kiddush and then Havdalah. Yakna means Yayin, which is the Brocha Tadira, that comes first, then Kiddush, and then the Havdalah, which is Ne'er and Havdalah. When it's a first day Yom Tov, which case Zman is recited as well, we follow Rav Shita, Yakna, Haz. We conclude with Zman, because Zman doesn't really need a Kais, therefore it's left for last. We proceeded with the topic of a bracha ber per gofen on Kiddush, on the Kaisho bracha brechas hamazon. And the Gemara tells us, well, generally speaking, whatever you had in mind is included in the initial bracha. Everything within the meal is included in the bracha hagofen on Kiddush. Unless you were by the Resh Galusa, in which case you weren't sure if anything more is coming, and they would make a separate bracha on each kais. But generally speaking, you gotta have everything in mind, everything's included. However, says the Gemara, when it comes to Brechas HaMazon, since that's already post-meal time, that creates a hefsek and puts an end to that meal, the Kodesh Bracha for Brechas HaMazon will have its own Bracha. And we concluded with the various Havdalis, which are said in the Brechas HaMavdal. Hatzlacha Rava, and have a great day.